Siddur Snippets is sponsored by Renee Jack Nussbaum, Lila Nishmas, Alda Bas Yehuda Tzvi. We are in the middle of explaining the first Halleluka following Ashrei, what are considered the central part of Psukei Dezimra, the conclusion of Tehillim. We're up to the Pasuk, Ashrei She'el Yaakov Be'ezro, Sivro Al Hashem Elokav. First of all, many people mispronounce, maybe one of the most common mispronunciations of the Chazan in Davening, or anyone in Davening. It's not Shivro, it's Sivro with a sin. What do these words mean? Ashrei, happy, lucky, praiseworthy. Shekel Yaakov Be'ezro, that the God of Yaakov is the person's help. That's who we turn to for Ezer. So we turn to for help, for support. Sivro, our hope. Where do we place our hope? Al Hashem Elokav. It's in God Almighty. Again, the pasuk before, Al Tiftechu B'Nedivim, this whole opening paragraph, where Rav Pinkus described as ascending or climbing the rungs of the ladder. We're first discovering, finding, feeling Hashem's presence right down here on earth. So a person is sick and they have to go to a doctor. That's the initiative that we take. But that's not where we put our trust. Person has legal challenges. They need a lawyer. It's the initiative that we take. But it's not where we put our confidence or our trust. A person needs to invest their money. A person, at whatever it is in life, we take our initiative, we're proactive. But Al Tivtechu, where we put our trust, and Sivro, where we put our hope, where we put our faith, what we rely on and what we depend on ultimately is Al Hashem Elokav. That's where we turn. That's where we turn to. The Chovos HaLevavo says that even though Hashem is by our side and we're successful, we never stop believing and crediting Him. It doesn't matter if everything's working out, a person's healthy, a person's successful, a person is matzliach, Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Be'ezro. Nevertheless, consistently, always, we feel a sense that Hashem is with us, that He's present, that He supports us, that He's the senior partner in every endeavor that we undergo. When is it that Hashem is there for us? Ashrei. When are we happy that Kel Yaakov Be'ezro, that God's there for us? When we are Sivro Al Hashem Elokav. When we put our hope in Hashem, that's when we can rely and trust on Him. When Yaakov ran away from his brother, we're reading now, Yaakov runs from Esav. That's what it means, kill Yaakov. Yaakov says to Hashem, if you do this, this, and this, then I will continue to trust in you. It's a kasha, it's a question on Yaakov altogether. What kind of conditional relationship is this that he has with Hashem? Who is he to be negotiating or making conditions on Hashem? But the point is that as Yaakov confronts a challenging circumstance, as he's leaving the cocoon, the comfort, and the protection of his parents' home, and Yaakov is now on the run. He's fleeing from his brother, both literally, and he's fleeing the sorrow shel Esav, he's fleeing the influence of Esav figuratively. Where does he turn? Kel Yaakov Be'ezro. We emulate him, we follow his model, by leaning on the same Hashem that he trusted in, the same one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he relied on, namely HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Aznayim Torah points out that the reason that we have faith in Hashem, again, it's the theme of this whole capital. Al tiftechu b'nedivim, b'ven adam, because a human being, the doctor, the lawyer, the judge, the accountant, it doesn't matter how powerful, how influential, it doesn't matter how wealthy, it doesn't matter how creative or how brilliant. In the end of the day, they're a ben adam, and they're going back to admaso. We're all going back to the earth from which we came. We are finite. We are temporary and temporal. And therefore, we shouldn't put trust in people who can't even protect their own longevity or continuity. The only one we can rely on that will always be here is Hashem. So Al Tiftechu B'Nedivim, don't overly trust a human being, but Ben Adam, because in the end of the day, they're a Ben Adam. So where should we trust? Kadosh Baruch Hu, Sivro, we put our hope in Hashem. Why? Because of the next Pasuk. Oseh Shamayim V'Aretz Sayam V'Eskol HaShabam, He's HaShomer Emes, for how long? La'olam. The next Pasuk, He's the maker of heaven and earth. He fashioned the sea and everything in them, the heaven, the earth, and the sea. He's Hashomer Emes. He keeps his faith for how long? La'olam, forever. Nedivim, even a great prince, aristocracy, wealthy, brilliant, powerful, they're a ben adam. We're going back to the earth we came from. We are dying the moment we're born. Again, it's only a matter of when and how long we have here. But Hashem is, He's a melachai v'kayim la'ad. He's Shomer Emes la'olam. He is, He was, He always will be. Hashem is immortal. He's infinite. He's eternal. And therefore, that's and only that's where we put our trust. Sivro, our hope, is in Him. So the whole capital is a contrast between the attitude and the relationship we have with people and the attitude and the relationship, the bitachon, the faith and the trust that we put in Hashem. The responsibility we have to take initiative, but ultimately, when it comes to the trust and hope, to realize that it comes from Hashem. The second pasuk that we're mentioning tonight is interesting. It doesn't say Asa Shamayim Va'aretz Hayam V'Kol Shebam. It doesn't say He made the world. He created the world. It says Oseh. What does Oseh mean? What tense is Oseh? It's in the present tense. It's in the Hoveh. So historically, it's inaccurate. Hashem created the world 5,780 years ago, and we've been enjoying it ever since then. Why are we describing Oseh in the present tense? So the truth is, this is replete throughout our davening. We describe Hashem as Mechadish B'chol Yom Tamid. He's Mechadish, He renews the world each and every day. Le'oseh Orim Gidolim. We describe Hashem's relationship with the world, not of one that He created the world and moved on, but He has an ongoing relationship with that world. And this has many, many meanings to it. The simple understanding is that Hashem didn't create a world. He didn't press play. He didn't press go, and now it exists indefinitely. He has a very limited contract on the world, namely, every moment. And each moment He needs to, or daily, He needs to renew that contract in order to prolong the world. The Balatanya has a mashal. The Balatanya gives an example of what this means. Balatanya says, if you close your eyes and I tell you to picture, he doesn't give this example, if I tell you to picture a red sports car, does the red sports car exist? Absolutely. In your imagination. It's an image in your imagination. But the moment that you open your eyes and stop picturing it, does it still exist? No, it's gone. The image that's in your imagination only exists as long as you imagine it. The moment you stop that relationship, you stop imagining it, it stops to exist. The world is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibiyachal, like the sports car is to us. We are here and the world exists as long as Hashem imagines us, as long as He wills our existence. But the moment He stops to will our existence, we cease to exist. So it's not that He created the world so long ago, and now we are just the beneficiaries of a creation of almost 6,000 years ago. It's He's Oseh, in the present tense, He's Mechadish B'chol Yom Tamid. He renews that contract. So what influences whether Hashem chooses to picture the sports car or not? Whether we're worthy, whether we deserve it, whether we earn it. Because Baruch Hu, it's not a given that the contract is renewed. We have to earn it. But much more significantly, and we'll continue with this tomorrow night, it also is an explanation or understanding about the rest of this kapitel. The rest of the kapitel is going to describe Hashem's interaction. Not Hashgacha Klalas, not just a general interaction, but Hashgacha Pratis, a very specific divine interaction He has with each and every one of us. Why should we believe He continues to know about our lives, care about our lives, be involved in our lives? Because He's Oseh Shamayim Va'aretz. If He was Asa, maybe He created the world and He moved on. Maybe He has a new project. Maybe He has a new idea. Maybe He has something new He's working on. But because He's Oseh, it wasn't something long ago. It's something He continues to do. We can be confident He continues to interact with us. We'll continue with this in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow night.